bitch. Is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitch is Better. I'm your host, Raven. And y'all, I am so excited because I've got a special guest. Today, I am joined by a host of the YouTube show, But Now We Said It, and creator of literally the most hilarious Real Housewives reenactment videos I've ever seen. We've got Steve, also known as Faces by Bravo, also known as just Instagram royalty. Hello.
Hello. I'm so glad to finally be here.
Me too.
You know that, like, I was not a Twitter person at all. I don't really use Twitter much, but I, like, created a Faces by Bravo one just so I could follow mainly Bravo.
Stop.
Like, stop. I'm not even kidding. Seriously.
And it's so funny because, like, Twitter is, like, such a, it's kind of scary lately. I haven't been doing too much over there. And I tweeted, like, a couple, like, maybe one thing yesterday and, like, the day before. And I was like, oh, nope. Oh, let me take my ass back over to Instagram where we're having fun.
So that's one of the reasons why I never really got super into Twitter was, it's kind of like Bravo world over there can be a little heavy and dark.
Yeah,
like
they're
Instagram's
mad.
Instagram's a little more like fun and, you know, light. Mm-hmm. So I just don't, I pop over there every now and again.
Yes, same. Let me like some things, retweet, yeah. But like that's about it for now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So tell me, what was your introduction to Bravo like? Like, what was the first show you watched and loved and everything like that?
So it's so funny. This is going to age me, I'm sure, but
it's okay.
2006, I remember the commercials coming out for Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
And I was intrigued by it. Like, I didn't have any idea, like, what it was going to be or anything. Nobody did. But mm-hmm. I was just, like, fascinated by, like, the lifestyle of living behind the gates. And I watched the first episode, and I wasn't into it. Like, I fell off.
Yeah.
So fast forward, that was my senior year of high school. And then fast forward to college, my senior year of college, my roommate was watching Jersey and it was the table flip episode of Teresa.
Uh-huh.
And it hooked me right there. And yeah. I was like, wait, what have I been missing? So of course I went back and rewatched everything. And if y'all know me, if you can't tell by following my account, it's like once I like something, it's an obsession.
So I mean, we'd love that.
Yeah, it's like it's like I take it too far. It's like I'm obsessed, obsessed, obsessed.
Yes, we're here for that. We love that. I think we all kind of especially if you have a whole Instagram page about it. Hello.
Right. Anytime someone, okay. I'm like, want to read someone and like say, get a life. I'm like, wait, you have an Instagram account for Bravo. Calm down.
Stop. Someone earlier was like, so what are your hobbies? I was like, well, about that. Like,
well, to be fair, I mean, people ask me why did you start it? And I said, honestly, I needed a hobby other than bottomless brunch. And like, I love Bravo. So I just started it and it like took off. And I was like, yeah, look, I have a hobby that is not like going out.
Exactly. It's healthy. It's so much fun though.
It really is.
Met like so many cool people. You know, it's lovely to know there's other like freaks like me that are obsessed with this shit. Cause I truly had no idea. I really didn't.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's funny. Like my friends in DC, we all were like obsessed with it, but like, mm-hmm. it was like our group was, but I didn't. And once you get into online, like Facebook, they had like the groups where then you're like, oh my God, these are your people. And then
yes.
I was just like, why don't I start an Instagram? And then you find all these people through that. And honestly, like, it's incredible. I love it.
Love it. Okay. So tell me what's your favorite show on Bravo?
Married to Medicine.
Like, the taste
is through the roof.
Yes.
Right now. That is funny because like literally everyone assumes I'm going to say a housewife show, but actually Married to Medicine.
Of course. And it's wonderful. And you see on Patreon, I'm recapping the first season. You're going to have to come on there at some point. Yeah. So who's your favorite Bravo celebrity then?
Ooh. Okay. So
if you have one,
I struggle with that. I like, narrowed my housewives down to like a top six.
Okay. I know it's hard.
Yeah. Like I struggle. Like I cannot name just one.
Yeah.
Like, but I will say my top six is Karen Huger.
Yes.
Portia Williams.
Yes.
Phaedra Parks.
Yes.
Ramona Singer. Mm-hmm. Sonia Morgan and Kim Richards.
Solid list.
It's like an interesting list too, right?
It is.
Like
they're all over the place. Can I tell you something? Unpopular opinion, a little controversial.
Uh-oh.
I like Kim Richards. She is so interesting to me because I can't, but I don't like her. I don't dislike her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I get it, but I don't get it. She makes me nervous. Like,
so.
she's like a lot. Like, I don't know. I get so tired, like watching her.
So let me give you my experience on the Kim Richards train. So
yes.
When I was watching Housewives Beverly Hills in the time, like mm-hmm. 1 through 5, I was not a Kim fan. Like I like was not like I didn't understand. I was like, why is she still around? Why is she still around?
Yeah.
And but now I've like when you rewatch and then reflect back on it,
mm-hmm.
Kim is the reason why that show is good.
If
you really think about it, because she is the one that really set the show centered the drama surrounded her. And at the time I wasn't realizing it because it felt really like it was dark at times. It
My God.
But like, think about what are your favorite seasons of Beverly Hills? Seasons 1 through 5, I assume, are the ones you love, right?
Probably. Like, I don't, you know, Beverly Hills is not like at the top of my housewives list, but right. It certainly was very good then. Yes. I will say that. Absolutely.
And what happened when Kim Richards left, it started going down, down, down. And she is the one that has been brought back out of the 10 seasons. She's been either full-time or a friend for 9 of them.
Wow. Do you think she'll ever come back full-time? Like, what are we...
I would have loved...
What's going on with her?
Well...
like, what? I don't keep tabs on her because I'm just like, I don't know what to do with her.
So...
I don't know.
Had we not had a pandemic this year, I feel like Kim... would have, at least she would have entertained the idea. Like she would have come mm-hmm. back, I think. I don't know if the network or production would have asked, but I think it would have been incredible because having all three sisters there mm-hmm. would have been amazing. But Kim is doing a really good job quarantining and isolating during the pandemic. So she is not going to probably make any appearances.
Good for her. You know, that's good. I need to rewatch Beverly Hills. I do not think I've ever rewatched that one.
So season 2 of Beverly Hills is my favorite season of all time of all Housewives.
Okay.
Just because it was so intense mm-hmm. and so much happened. And this is such like a dramatic thing to say, but like.
Say it. We love the dramatics.
You know, I love a dramatic.
Yes.
So for me, it was so fascinating because especially just seasons 1 through 3 in general, they were like, even production and Bravo, none of them probably had any clue this was coming because they were like, we're going to show these lives of the uber wealthy elite. And what we got was, even though these people have nothing to worry about when it comes to money and can have everything in the world, they still battle divorce, addiction, mm-hmm. suicide, sibling issue, family drama. Like it was wild to see, like, just like, hey, even if I had all their money, some of my shit would still probably be the same.
Yeah.
Of course it's easier when you have a lot of money.
Of course.
You need the money.
I'll take it.
It was wild to see how relatable in some senses these uber wealthy people can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could still have something in common with them.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody rewatch season 2, especially.
Yes. I'm
going to do it. Okay. So we watch a lot of Bravo. What is your favorite non-Bravo show that you watch? If you watch anything other than Bravo.
I mean,
it's okay if you don't.
At this rate, I feel like I stick to Bravo, but no, I love, let me think. Euphoria has been good.
Yes.
Be coming back soon.
What have
I been watching recently? The Wilds on Amazon Prime. You have to try.
I heard about that.
It's cool.
Someone was posting about it. Maybe it's wild. Okay.
Oh, wait.
On Amazon Prime.
Didn't even think that through.
Okay.
What else? I've dabbled in Insecure.
Yes.
Let's see. I used to watch like Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
Everything Shondaland. Yes.
Yeah.
They get too crazy though.
They get wild.
Oh my God.
Shonda's a genius. Let's be real.
I don't even know how she does it. Because at one point she had all of it. It was Thursday nights. Yeah. Like Scandal, Grey's, and the How to Get Away with Murder. And it's like, bitch, how are you doing this?
I know.
How do they come up with this stuff? I don't get it. But good for her. I'm happy.
I was just talking to Matthew. So he watches Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. And fun fact, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. I never.
Never?
I've seen one blip of an episode when the main character died or something, got shot or something.
Oh, yeah. Shonda loves to kill people. Yeah. Okay. And like, the ones that you love the most, she's like, oh, I'm really going to get him with this one.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I was saying to him, I was like, is it still good? Because it's been going on for so
long. It's been on forever.
Still writing this stuff.
Like, I don't know. Because I fell off with it a while ago. And I was like, it's still on.
And it's apparently still good. Like,
listen,
I mean,
I'm not mad at it. Yeah. I'm not mad. Yes. Good for her. So you are literally a friend of some of the housewives. Monique and Bronwyn, I know. If there's more, tell me. But how did you meet them? Like, what y'all's relationship like?
So Monique, I'm friends with her brother, Kevin.
Okay.
And when Kevin lives here in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And when he was coming out to DC while like during filming times or working on stuff or holidays or working on stuff for, oh my gosh, not for Lazy Moms.
Mm-hmm.
I just invited him out to come out with me and my friends, and we hit it off so well. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he ended up like staying with Matthew and I for the weekend because he was like, Potomac was so boring. Like, he's like, I gotta get out of here. So he would come, and we just were really good. We were really good friends. I'm actually seeing him tomorrow.
Aww,
but then through him, like, obviously, I became friends with Moni.
Sure.
And now before I would have said like, I know Monique through Kevin, mm-hmm. but now I truly call Monique like a friend and family. I go there like in between holidays. I would go like between seeing my family, my dad and my mom, I would stop at the Samuels and hang out with their fam and stuff.
I love that.
When people are dragging me online saying I'm a Monique stan and I'm like being paid by Monique. No, y'all, like there's like
friends,
there's a real reason. And that's one reason why this season was hard for me, because I took it very personally, because, you know, watching one of your friends go through something so hard, you know,
of course. And then to have people like dragging her through the mud, you know, that's got to be tough, because you like, we all are going to defend our friends, obviously.
Absolutely.
So that's got to be, I can't even imagine.
Absolutely.
I probably would have to get off of the internet.
Well, there was one time I literally had to like, Steve, you're going to take a break from Instagram, because I was like, I was dragging Jizzy in my story a little too hard. And I was just like,
you need a timeout. You're doing a lot.
Doing the most.
Uh-huh. And so it seems like the same, like, oh God, because Bronwyn, I haven't watched
OC,
but they're having a tough time.
They're having a rough time. Yeah. So Bronwyn, I met her, there's a restaurant in Newport Beach called Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her and Sean there with, I don't know if you ever heard the game, Who's That Housewife? Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The creator of that, we were up there and we met Bronwyn and Sean there. And again, I can talk to a wall and
yes.
I just, you know, like
yeah.
I can talk to anybody. And again, Bronwyn and I just hit it off very, very well. Like it was as if we'd known each other forever. And, you know, when she, I think a month after that, she was coming down to do some shopping for reunion dresses and invited me out. So I went, we went to Giovanni. And
yes, Joe, you are feeling Giovanni.
We were. And the manager was like, they were like, oh, I know who she is. Do you want me to put the song on? So we tried on gowns and they blasted Feeling Stop. Giovanni.
Oh my God.
It was incredible. But yeah, so we've become, again, really good friends. So,
well, that's, I love that. And I'm sorry to hear that they're having such like a tough time because I like right. both of them. I felt yes. bad for not watching OC because I really do like Bronwyn, but I was like, I can't do it right now. Like maybe in a little while. I don't totally. Know.
I mean, so. We need, as Bravo fans and accounts, we need to demand an OC recast. Like, we don't even have to, like, say specifics. Like,
yeah.
Clearly us even need saying to. Kelly's stuff didn't make a difference
this yeah. season.
But, like, just as a whole, like, they need a season 5 New York revamp. You know,
I completely agree. Do you think they'll do it though? I don't understand like how things work there, like at all.
So that's why I'm a little worried that because do you remember last year they said they were having a huge shakeup for this year?
Yeah.
And it was like,
and we were huge, like, oh,
the casting's great. And like, I knew who was like in the top running for cast, like to be cast.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose Vargas. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't make sense. And by getting rid of Tamara, yeah, that was a huge name, but that is not a shakeup.
Yeah. It's just so sad because like you, when I first started watching Bravo, it was with OC and it's just like the decline is like tragic. It really is so sad to see. But I mean, what could we do?
It's funny because like lately I actually have been watching rewatching old episodes of OC and mm-hmm. I forgot how good and funny it was because it's been so, good. So long since they've had like a good season. Like
yeah.
season 10 and 11 are probably the last ones.
Oh, I hate to see it. Thoughts and prayers for the next season and their Seriously. Casting and like whatever the fuck they're doing. I hope that they figure it out because I really would like to watch it again, but I can't look at Kelly Dodd. I'm too mad still. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you posted something on your story a couple of weeks ago, and I literally screamed when I saw it. Now, you posted a picture of Quarantine Carl that everyone loves right now, and you said and you said you were damp, and I just, like, you said you were damp, and I was like, okay, I feel that. I understand it. But the word just, it took me off guard and I love it. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to say now. So if not Carl, I want to know which guy on Bravo makes you the dampest. The dampest? The most damp.
The most damp or the dampest? I don't.
Who makes you damp?
Whatever. Who makes me damp?
Yeah.
I have a list of guys that make me damp. But oh my God, the dampest. I'm gonna have to say Evan Goldschneider is
okay.
really doing it for me lately.
Yeah.
But my list would include
come on, yes.
Evan Goldschneider, Juan Dixon.
Yes.
I am so glad. Actually, I am not glad that Juan Dixon is not here right now.
We wish
no one ever says that
here right now.
I want Juan. Eddie, who came out of nowhere.
Wow, Woo! Yes.
Eddie went OCFO. Carl, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartzy is a. I have a huge crush on Schwartzy.
Like he's very cute. He's
so
really
cute. And then, okay, I have a weird love for Eugene and Dr. Damon from Married to Med. Like they Wait. Make me damp.
Because, okay. Like, yeah. No, you don't have to explain it to me. Okay. I get it. But go ahead. Yes.
They do. Oh. It's like, there's just the way they love their wives and the way they are so gentle, but still like commanding. Mm-hmm. And they're just, I mean, y'all, I stand Married to Medicine in general, but these men are like, like on a pedestal.
I love them. I'm so happy you said that. So to add to your list, so we have a lot of overlapping there. Mac from Married to Medicine, LA, Britain's husband.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forget about LA.
I know, because it's still new. Yeah. And I feel like people aren't really, well, they're not fucking watching Married to Medicine like they should be. Anyway, I don't know what to do.
I have to tell you, and this is not tooting my own horn.
Please do it.
It's just crazy because like I am on a like... I've made it my goal to like get everybody to watch Married to Medicine. And I'm sure you might have noticed over the past few months, I have been like putting up a clip of something from Married to Med and then saying like, have you watched yet?
I love it.
And the amount of DMs I have gotten saying like, I took the dive finally. Like, thank you. So many people are into it now. And they're like, good. I don't know why I was sleeping on it. I was like, yes, I wouldn't tell you otherwise. Like, I don't.
Right. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
It's literally better than Housewives. If y'all aren't watching, you're wrong.
Yes. It's better than Housewives of Atlanta. I don't care. Like, come for me if you want to. It's just a fact.
It's just a fact.
Yeah. They're supposed to be coming back soon, apparently.
March.
Toya. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait.
I am so ready. Heavenly is my queen and Toya.
I love her.
Heavenly's like so problematic, but you can't quit her.
She's terrible, but amazing, right? Like Ramona a little bit. Mm-hmm. She literally, when I was watching whatever, that episode where Toya and Mariah got into the fight and Heavenly was at the party. And I did not even realize. I was like, oh my God, look at my bitch.
I rewatched that and I was like, Heavenly.
Whoa.
Like, I knew she was supposed to be cast for the show that season, but I didn't know she was there.
No. Amazing. So, yes, Mac, Married to Medicine LA. Also, Mauricio. I just love him so much.
Mm-hmm. I love
just
Mauricio.
Just more and more. That's about it, though.
I love stoned Mauricio.
He's great. Mm-hmm. He just seems like a fun time. I want to hang out with him.
Yes, agreed.
Not to do anything inappropriate, Kyle, so don't come to me. I would, but I respect you, so I wouldn't. Do you feel me? Now, the Real Housewives in New Jersey trailer just came out. Oh my God. Okay.
So good.
I have never, like, New Jersey was another one that was like never one of my like favorites. And I don't know why. It just wasn't. Agreed. But these past few seasons, I'm like, okay, y'all are doing something over there.
Reinvented.
Yeah.
Reinvigorated. I will say this is like what I think happened. Marge changed the game.
I love
and
her.
Then like that was the start, and then Jennifer and Jackie,
whoa,
the solid cast choice you could have picked, like
they really
incredible.
Yeah, and they're so different, but they just they did
so
a good job,
because I feel like people are like, if I am a fan of Jennifer, I can't like Jackie. If I'm a fan of Jackie, I can't like Jennifer. And it's like, y'all, they bring different things, like love them both. They're good.
You can literally love everyone if you want to. There's no rules.
Yeah.
There's no rules. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I guess maybe we've got some cheating scandals going on.
Mm.
We've got little Joe. He's upset. he's slamming the table, throwing things. I'm like, okay. Just give it to me now. Now we have to wait.
I don't know about you, but I did. It wasn't supposed to be funny, but I laughed when Melissa threw the cheese plate. Because
why did she do that?
It felt like it was like, this is supposed to be a moment, but it didn't land right.
No. And the cheese just like flying through the air. And it's like, okay, well.
Queen Jennifer Aiden and that like collapse to the ground. We stan.
Relatable content. I said,
literally
been there. Not my proudest moment, but whatever, you know, it happens.
Probably happened to BravoCon once or twice, you know.
Oh my God, can there just be a BravoCon this year? Give me my vaccination and please have a BravoCon, because I need to go.
Yes, it's like, it that was like literally my vaccine of 2018 whenever they had it. Like, ugh. It was so good.
I'm so jealous. I know, I saw it all and I was like, I'm not gonna look at Instagram over this weekend. I'm not looking at it. And I was like glued to my phone, like, oh my God, this is amazing. I have to go.
And what's wild is like, I feel like everybody was like leading up. They were like, oh my God, how are they going to pull this off? There was not enough time. It's going to be shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, they were doubting it big time.
If they were having like struggles or anything, you wouldn't know as a person that was there. It was so smooth.
That's great. We love to hear it. Well, hopefully, hopefully we get one this year. Probably not, but you know, we'll see. Sex in the City reboot. Are you like dying? Are you like, okay, yeah, cool, I'll watch it? Or how are you feeling?
So fun fact, like I watched Sex in the City if things weren't on like late night, but I was not like a Sex in the City. Like I have never watched it in order. It's always like I've just caught episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I like it. It's not that I dislike it. I've seen the movies and all of that. It was just never something that I sought out to like, I need to watch this.
Same.
It was like more of like a late night thing that it would always be on at the late hours and I just watch it and fall asleep to it. And it's good. Yeah,
it is good. Yeah. I just started watching it. I mean, maybe like 5 years ago, I watched it for like the first time. I'd never watched
it. Like in order.
And it was like, hungover with my friend. We're eating, watching something. She's like, oh, let's watch Sex in the City. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I just kept going from there. And I was like, okay, yes, I like it. So yeah, I mean,
why not?
I don't have nothing else to do. Yeah, just put it on.
I get so hooked on Bravo. I do need to like maybe venture into something else every once in a while.
I know it's hard to though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, whatever.
What are your thoughts on Samantha not coming back as a person that watched it, you know, all the way?
I mean, please don't come for me, y'all who are Sex in the City stands. I mean, whatever. I think they can do it. I feel like she just, you know, she was like fucking everybody. But nothing else. You know what I mean? I can't think of anything else that like stood out for me that I'm like, she has to be there. Not like Carrie. You know what I mean? I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm not mad about it, but.
This is so random. I forgot about this. Like years ago, I randomly watched this on Netflix, the first season of The Carrie Diaries. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I loved it. I watched that. I was like, why isn't it coming back on anymore?
Was there anything after the first season? I only saw one
season. I want to say there's two seasons.
I loved it. It was so good.
There might just be one, but I thought it was good. It was a cute little show. I really enjoyed it.
I judged myself a little bit. I was like, why am I into this?
I do that all the time with these random shows that I watch, but I'm like, you know what? Whatever. This is me.
Why is this high schooler going to the city having a job?
Like, this is not happening. This is not real life. This is ridiculous. But give me more. Yes.
But I'll keep watching.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, so I want to do a bad bitch, horrible bitch. Now, do you have any that you would like to nominate? If you don't, that's okay. But if you do, amazing.
Let's see. Bad bitch, horrible bitch. I'm going to say my bad bitch of the week is Tiffany Moon. She fucking slayed.
She was mine last week. She's amazing. I love her.
She is commanding the room this season of Dallas. And I was hesitant when they casted her because as a doctor, very, you know, big person in the Dallas society, like... Mm-hmm. Has tons of businesses and all that. I was like, oh, she's going to be very timid and like not want to be too crazy or anything, which she may not, but like we haven't seen anything crazy yet, but she delivers just being herself.
Yeah.
Like, just her presence.
Yeah. And she's not putting on, you can tell she's literally just being herself. Like that's her. And it's amazing. Cause you can always tell, we can always tell when they're doing extra shit.
Yeah.
So she's great. My bad bitch is Heather Gay.
Yes.
Love her. She is like an angel, a great mediator. Anytime there's some shit going on, I mean, she's so like level-headed, and the way that she can talk Jen down, I mean, who can do that aside from her husband? You know what I mean?
Right.
And like get her to see the light. And she's just so sweet. Like I, like everyone needs a Heather in their lives. She's amazing.
I feel like we've never had a Heather type personality on Housewives. Like people come close as far as like, yeah, they're reasonable, they mediate, but nothing as grounded and as vulnerable and as just the way she can just talk through things with people and really try to like bring people together and see both sides and just like very level-headed. Like, I just think she is a, for being such a normal person, she's such a big presence.
Mm-hmm. You know? Love her. What a wonderful, oh God, Salt Lake City and Heather. Love oh my God. Enough. Okay. Horrible bitch. Do you have any? One or any? Because I've got a list.
We're going to go with, let's see, we have Dallas, Atlanta. I'm going to go solely based, and this is not from the on the show, but on Watch What Happens Live, Miss Cam Westcott, which I adore. I love Cam Westcott. Mm-hmm. I think she's severely underrated on Dallas. Y'all need to stop giving her a hard time because she's hysterical. Mm-hmm. The comment that she was basically saying, comparing Tiffany to the Thai ladyboys from the Thailand trip. And it was a really gross, ignorant thing to say. And I don't know that she even realized what she was saying, which that's no excuse. But I honestly think it was an ignorance where she didn't even, it went over her head. Because I don't even feel like she's even addressed it.
She hasn't. And I'm like, is she going to? I need you to say something, Cam. I need you to say something because that was terrible.
It was horrible.
Don't.
She's don't. Like, lucky that it was on Watch What Happens Live and not on the show.
I know, because I feel like a lot of people.
Actually, they probably get similar ratings.
Oh, yikes. Well, but now we said it. Yeah. So Cam, I need for you to, yes, but now we said it sign. Yeah. I need for you to say something about that so that we can move on from this. Cause I'm really irritated right now. Cause the shit keeps happening. So I had her and then I have Paige from Summer House. This one really hurt me.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
Because I love Paige. It's just like one thing after the next this week. And I'm just like really tired. They were talking about the love of my life. My boyfriend is literally going to break up with me if I don't stop. And I'm not going to stop. Reggae Jean Page, they were talking about him, who's also the Duke of Hastings, y'all. Y'all know how I feel. And how people are saying that he's might be considered to be like the new James Bond. And, you know, before they were thinking about Idris Elba, who also could get it. Like, fine. I don't even know why they didn't just do that immediately.
That's fine.
But I'm here for this one too. But she was like, yeah, he would be perfect. You know, he's like light skin, light eyes. And I was like, this is another thing that I do not believe that she was, you know, trying to say something, you know, so like racism and the colorism and all of that stuff. I don't think she was trying to do that on purpose, but like it still was said and it was gross and I need for her to say it. And the fact that they like got rid of their Facebook group for because people were like talking about it or something and like deleting comments and shit. Like that's not a good look, Paige. Please, please, you guys just say something about it. It really is a teachable moment. I feel like everyone was pretty much just being like, okay, that was bad, but here's why it's bad. And just, okay, do you hear us? Okay, let's move on. But
that was my question. I heard there was drama with the Facebook page, but I didn't know. I don't know what happened with it. So
the people who were bringing it up were being removed or the comments were being deleted. And then like, they just kept doing it. And I guess they couldn't really, moderate it. Yeah. So they were like, okay, the group's done.
Did they just delete
it? They archived it, whatever that means. I guess it's gone for now. So it's like, that makes it look bad. Yeah. No one's trying to cancel you, like, which just like, hey, I'm sure you didn't know, but this is why, like, you got to listen and then change your behavior. And it's cool.
And this is so important because I feel like the colorism topic has not been talked about really until this year.
Yeah.
With Bravo.
Like, definitely
it's something
not.
That so many people, white people, don't know how it is, it affects people, what their words mean.
Yeah.
And like you said, I don't think Paige meant that in a, you know, a racist way or colorism type way, but
no, again, she didn't even realize.
But that is something that she did say, and she needs to know what that means to people and how that affects people that are listening to her.
Right.
And I wish there were more conversations had on Bravo about this.
Me too.
It's something that people really, we all need to do better and learn about.
Agreed. So they're on there, unfortunately. I also have Azalea Banks for cooking her dead cat because that's disgusting and weird. And it makes me so uncomfortable. I couldn't even look. I just saw people say, you know, normally you see some shit and you'd be like, let me look this up and see. I was like, no, I don't need to see any of that. I don't need to know. I don't know because I will not go over there. Just like, that's disgusting. She needs some help. She really did. Like, are we gonna get this bitch some help or not? This is a cry for help. This is not something people do.
I read like a headline. I didn't read the article, so this could be just like fake news or something. I don't know, but I read a headline about it where it could be because she feuding with like Doja Cat or something, and
probably
that's why she dug
her
cat up and did that.
Stop. Like,
yes.
No.
Yes. Like, Noah. Again, this could be fake news. I saw it in a headline or in an article or something. And
I don't know because I just couldn't. I was like, no, I'm not. Nope. I reject that. Absolutely not. Also, Armie Hammer. What the fuck? What the fuck?
When I was reading, I took a living heart out of, a heart out of a living being and ate it. Like, what?
No,
is the creepiest thing ever. Like, I was reading it in this, like, dark,
like, is that the voice thing?
Yes. I was like, it's just weird. It's fucking weird.
It was so disturbing. I could only read a few of those messages. And I was like, also, I don't know who he is. And I feel like a real loser for not knowing. Cause I'm like, how does everyone else? And people were like, oh, he was like in the Facebook movie, the whatever. And I was like, didn't see that. Okay. I need to watch it. They were like, no, not really. And I was like, well, I was like, okay, but I'm still going to watch it. And they named some other movies. And I was like, okay, maybe because I'm not like a big movie person.
So I don't know. I'm the same as you before I moved here, one of our friends was renting out our second bedroom here. Mm-hmm. And just until like when I was getting here, and when I got here, he was like, oh my God, I was at Chateau Marmont and I saw Armie Hammer, and I was like, oh, cool. And I'm thinking in my head, I have no idea who it was. Like, laughing.
Amazing.
I literally never even took the time to like figure out who he was. And for some reason, over the past few months, there have been a few times where people have brought that name up in conversation. I'm always like, don't know who it is. And then I realized, have you seen Call Me By Your Name?
No, but I have heard about it. So that's another movie I feel I need to watch.
Yes, but even when I when someone said, oh, he was in Call Me By Your Name, I still, like, I've seen the movie, could not put a face to the name of, like, I knew who he was in the movie, but I was like, I still don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, another movie, I'd seen one of them. It was Sorry to Bother You. And they were like, he was in that movie. And I was like, well, no, wait a minute, I've seen that movie. What was he doing? Yeah, because I'm like, y'all are talking about, like, how hot he is. And I feel like, you know, I see a hot man, I'm like, okay.
Right.
But I don't remember him. He is very attractive, though, but he's also terrifying. So, like, Oh my God.
And to clarify, like the 50 Shades stuff, sure, have your thing, do your
absolutely
kinks.
Yes, please.
The cannibalism.
No, that's where we draw the line.
That crazy shit, like.
No, you will not eat my skin. No, absolutely not.
I'm not.
We're not.
Cut your toe off and keep it in my pocket.
No. This is fucking weird. Pray for him.
Lots of prayers.
Please.
Lots of prayers.
Now, the last horrible bitch I've got, I don't know where the I don't know whether this is true or not, but I laughed a lot I saw this, because I mean, we all know how terrible Siggy Flicker is. She's like a permanently horrible bitch. But someone on you know, everyone's like, you know, reporting these like fucking monsters that were storming the Capitol last week to the FBI. And they're locking them up, bitch. They're locking those bitches up. Someone said that Siggy was one of those people, and they had the picture of the woman. I mean, you can't tell, but the hair looks, it was just like a white woman, you know,
funny.
With like long hair and the hat. It was hilarious. The girl was like, FBI, like, come get this bitch.
Come get her.
Yeah. And Siggy had posted, you know, a video like on a plane and whatever, talking about patriots and shit and Trump this and that. And then she changed the caption. Did you see that?
So I didn't like, see that.
After they were like tagging the FBI in the post, it was something like that made it seem like possibly she was on the plane. But now it's like, oh, thanks for someone to sending this, like for sending this video to me and, you know, something. So it's like,
I have a theory on this. And I'm disgusted with Siggy Flicker. She's gross. But I think she posted that video to make her fans think that she was one of those strong patriots that are going down to defend Donald Trump and go to Olive Garden and stay at the Holiday Inn. Like, did you hear Anderson Cooper read?
Yes. Oh my God. Amazing.
But, and then of course, like she never people were saying, like assuming she was there, but until it was like not okay for her to be there, that's when she said like, oh no, I wasn't there. I've been in Florida since December 3rd. And it's like, yeah, okay. We see what you're doing. You're trying to like,
so you're really whack either way. That's really embarrassing for you.
Well, I posted like in this, although yes, I would love for her to not have an Instagram or a Twitter, any of that shit. No. I jokingly posted when Trump got suspended, I jokingly put, now can we do Siggy Flicker next? Because
oh my God,
I mean,
yes.
Her shit is dark.
It's bad.
And she is unhinged.
Truly.
And again, I wasn't being fully serious. And people, of course I had a mass unfollowing.
Oh God, whatever.
People.
Yeah, get him out of here anyway.
I was like, you're good. You're taking yourself out.
Yes.
But then of course people were tagging Siggy, and then she started reposting it in her story.
Then
get this, this is where it's bad. So Miss Queen of everything's fake news, everything's fake news. This bitch put my, like she like, set like put my post in her story. It looked like it was in a DM, and then this disgusting, despicable like message that I'm not going to repeat because I'm not giving this light. And try it almost. It's she didn't say it was me that said this, but if you were looking at it, it alludes to the fact that I
you said
messaged
it.
Her this. I'll send it to you after.
Oh my God!
And it's the most disgusting message ever. Like, I was wondering why one day on that post on my feed, someone called me anti-Semitic and like, all.
And you were like, what? Oh God. Now I'm
bad.
Oh no.
Like, and it took every ounce of me of self-control to not message, not to post, try to defend myself, because
I know that's
I was
so
like,
hard.
If people think I said this
that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't, because you know, it's going to just add fuel to the fire. Like
that's what
people
she
that
wants.
Follow her are not the people that are hopefully following me.
No,
so
there may have been a few, but
that, yeah, there may have been a few, but if they want to believe that, go right ahead. But
that's
I,
fine. They believe crazier things.
Believe,
so,
yeah. But
ew. Oh my God. Siggy, goodbye.
I can't wait. Yeah, I have to send it to you. You
yes,
will be
please.
Shocked at what it says.
People are, people are, they will say some things.
The nerve.
The audacity.
The audacity.
I have to stop myself with some DMs that I get because I'm like, okay, you obviously like want a moment and I'm not going to give it to you. So like figure out a different way because it ain't going to be me. Not today, but every now and then.
Absolutely.
I got to say something back.
But even like some of the people that like follow, and they're clearly people that are following because they enjoy your page, but come into your DMs and like are attacking you for your opinion. And it's like,
it's
not trying to sway anybody's opinion with my, if I happen to sway someone's opinion, that's fine. But
sure.
This is literally my opinion page. This is not
mine.
A news. This is not some like that's supposed to be completely moderate and.
That's the thing that people are like, oh, you're biased. Like, you damn right I am. What do you mean? I'm watching just like you.
Thank you.
What do you mean? I never ever said. I like, where would you even get that idea? Because it's silly.
I got
not me, bitch.
I got into it in the comments one time. I rarely do, but it's these same two people. And I was just like, look, why am I not allowed to have an opinion like you guys? You watched the show. I watched the show and they were like, yeah, we didn't say you couldn't have an opinion. And I was like, but you're calling me biased and saying I like can't have like, I don't see both sides or whatever. And I'm super biased. And I'm like, they were like, well, yeah, you are. And I'm like, it's my opinion. I have an opinion like you. I'm watching the show like you.
Oh my God. Like,
yeah. Okay. I was like,
yeah, thank you. Okay. Let's move forward. Oh, the internet is a crazy place, kids. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Atlanta real quick.
Yes.
So how are you feeling about LaToya and Drew? What are your thoughts?
I think they are solid additions. Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm sure you probably know this by now, but you know I despise Kenya. Like, I think she is.
I know you do. And you know I love her. I know you do.
I find her to be the darkest soul on Bravo. Like, now Siggy Flicker is up there. But
yeah,
Kenya, to me, she's not a villain that I love to hate. I just like.
You just hate. Yeah.
I just hate. And
that's fair.
But, I have to say, Toya being on there has given her a frack, which has given her this lightness in a way that I have never felt about her. And
I know.
I'm okay with her so far.
Okay.
I know that she's going to ruin it. Like, if there's more talk of Portia doing the BLM for attention and all that stuff.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. That
if that continues to be, you know, brought up, then I know. But I know she'll do something that'll inevitably make me.
She always is going to do something. 100%.
Like, I was shook when she actually told Toya, like when Drew was wearing that wig and she was like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Me
when
too.
Toya called it like the pet on her head.
Yeah. Cause I was like, you say shit like that. What? Who are you?
I was like shook. I was like, who are you? And what have you done with this monster?
I don't recognize you right now. She is all the way up LaToya's ass. Like, and sending her naked selfies. What is happening? It's so strange because, like, what was the message that went along with it?
I would love a lesbian moment from them. I literally
would love it too.
I would be damp over that.
So, let me see that sex tape, please.
Please. I would
and
be
then
so
I want them
invested.
To, like, get into a fight or something. I want to see Kenya versus LaToya after that.
Yes. Oh, I literally would be fully a stan for what if they start dating?
Oh my God, please let them. Let's
Wouldn't
get this divorce. Yeah. Yes.
Like two castmates end up dating randomly.
Oh, and then a marriage. We could have another. Now that's
a
wedding.
Manifest
I wanna,
this.
Yes. I love it. We're like writing fan fiction every year. No, we're manifesting actually. Yeah. And then we'll have that Bravo wedding and everyone will be excited about that.
Heck yeah.
It's happening.
If someone is able to get me to like Kenya more, and on some little level, that means they're doing their job really well.
Now it has to happen.
Like,
oh my God. Okay. So what about Drew?
Love, love, love Drew.
Yeah. Hate
her beautiful specimen of a man.
Oh God. I know.
It's so sad because aesthetically, get on top of me, sir.
Now,
literally like 5 minutes ago, like
damp, very damp.
You?
Yeah.
Very damp, like flooding.
Sliding thing. All over the
sliding.
Place.
It's a yeah, like, slip and slide in here.
It is a slip and slide. Oh my God. I could not believe when he first shot the first episode, I was like, oh my God, I got to redo my list. And yes. Then by the end of the episode, I was like, fuck you.
I was too embarrassed to add him on my damp list earlier because he really does make me damp without.
I know.
If you don't think about him, like, as a person.
Yeah, like, don't speak. Ever.
But, and this is not me defending him in any way. I do have one little perspective that I am, like, I understand a little. Or I feel like is probably adding fuel to fire in their relationship.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, Mama living there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, like, she's privy to hearing all of Drew, like when you're in a fight with your partner, at least what I've learned in my experience in my past relationships and now, you don't bring your dirty laundry to to people that, especially if it's something that could like end or like, and then skip back together. It's like,
yeah,
people will not forget about it.
No.
And if you just keep going to that person for advice, and, you know, they are just hearing all the negative, 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 negative.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that person's going to feel a certain way.
Yes.
What he does is garbage. Yep. But having a 2-against-1 in your own house is probably very challenging to deal with.
I'm sure.
I think of when she ran into the bedroom and shut the door and her mom, and she's crying and like all of that. Like, I am not taking his side, to be very clear.
No, because I hate him. I see what you're saying, but that's not cool. Two-on-one's never cool for anyone.
Right. And I feel like having mom breathing down your neck, wife, you're already fighting with her. It's probably very challenging.
Yeah. And Drew's mom is not going to hold her tongue either. We saw like a little clip of it, and I was like, oh. Get her a peach. It's not going to get better as long as she's there. So she needs to get out. They can continue with their therapy or whatever. I don't want to see it. He triggers the hell out of me. I feel like when I hear him talking and the shit that he's saying, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting so mad because I dated you. Like,
yes.
I cannot. Oh my God. It makes me so
Same
mad.
Girl.
Like, get him off my screen. I'm getting upset. Like,
I feel like if anyone has ever dated that man, you get triggered when you see and hear his actions. Because I 1000% agree with you.
The gaslighting is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, oh my God. I don't know. I'm just like, I love her. I don't want to see him. Like, can we just get you without him? It's like they're separate for like,
right?
She's not like a part of the group really, except for that one thing. And it's weird.
Imagine you just like disappeared for 3 days. What would your boyfriend do? And just not say anything. What would you do if your boyfriend did that? Like, what?
No. And then you come back and then you don't tell. Like, I was like, this is not happening.
Not reality.
You cannot. Like, you wouldn't be in here like having meals and anniversary. Like, no, bitch, where the fuck were you? Because we haven't gotten past that yet.
No.
And I need answers because you can't do that. Here's the divorce papers. It's like this or that because this is weird. And then he's I was in Tampa. What?
Like, what?
I need more information.
What were you doing down there, sir?
Because you passed a lot of beaches before you got down to Tampa. So it's weird.
You sure did. And why not going to let anyone know? Like, what if you got in a car accident?
Exactly. No, he could have been dead. That's the thing. Like, for me, when I was watching, like, I'm so like, Oh, I'm such a worrywart. I'm always think like something bad has happened or it's going to happen. And so if you haven't answered me, I'm calling everyone in your family, everyone in your, like you will be so embarrassed. So you better fucking tell me where you're at because I will make a scene and I don't care because I can't handle that.
I am just mind blown because even like through all of the discussion, he still could not like own that it, like he was gaslighting her, own that it was weird that he will still not tell her where he's at or he would not answer the phone or it was just, it's insane.
Does he have another family?
Yeah, that's what it really feels that way. Like if this happens multiple times, it just feels like you're going to something. You're not just,
exactly.
You're not just like
going to the beach in Tampa. Tampa? So
for the beach? I love Drew. I love Drew though. I think
let's keep her. Let's get a divorce and let's just all hang out. I want to start seeing her at stuff. I know she was gone probably because, you know, his father passed, which is terrible. I feel really bad for him, but I need to see more of her with everyone else because I don't want to see any more of this relationship.
Mm-hmm. She had to film separately for a little bit because like her leg and then.
That's true. Yeah. She hurt herself.
I need Fallon to have a peach yesterday.
I need to see more of her too.
Give me everything. She's Heather Dubrow, but fun.
Woo. Yes.
Atlanta. Like just so beautiful. Rich.
I just want to look at her all day in all of her just literally being rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this engagement party dinner, we have to talk about this because why the fuck? There's no way Cynthia really thought that Joe Biden was going to be at this secret function. And she was so focused on seeing Joe. She walked in, missed the huge ice sculpture that says chill and chill all over the place. You know, the whole, I didn't realize that the theme was chill either. It went over my head. So maybe that's why it went over hers with the snow and stuff. I was like, why are we having snow? Like and then I was like, oh, I'm stupid, dumb bitch.
I did not even think of that.
I was like, oh my God, Raven, you're so stupid. But Cynthia is too, obviously, and Mike, because they didn't notice it either.
Mike was like walking in like Bolton over.
Where is he? Where's Joe? They were like, surprise. They were like, yes, surprise. Where is he? Like,
if there's a housewife that is gullible enough to think Joe Biden is coming because he really wants the black vote to Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's going to be Cynthia Bailey. I'm sorry.
My God. Bless her heart.
Bless her.
He does really want the black vote, Chad. Like, oh my God. Like, not that bad.
Damn, I am not coming to film the Real Housewives of Atlanta to get your votes.
Do you imagine? What? Oh my goodness.
So absurd. You know, I love, that's another thing. I will applaud Kenya for the way she went about this, getting Candy to do it.
Great idea.
Damn well no one will show up for
knew. So we've got self-awareness with that. So that's good. So who would you, Cynthia asked, Candy and Kenya to be bridesmaids. Who would you have from this cast in your bridal party? Who are you picking? Who's standing up
obviously
there?
Obviously Portia.
Yes.
I have to think of the cast all of a sudden.
Candy, I know.
Cynthia, Candy, Portia.
Drew. That's it. I think
I don't know Drew enough yet to be I love her, but I don't know her enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to just go with Portia, honestly. I don't want any of the others.
I think I would have Candy as well.
She could be a usher.
Because
she could hand out some programs for me.
She could be an usher. It's fine. I respect that. And I cannot wait for this wedding. Yours, not Cynthia's. Fuck her wedding. I don't care about this second wedding. I'm ready for it to be over because this is just ridiculous. Okay.
Same girl. I'm literally cringing at the fact that we're going to have to I know they didn't film the wedding, but we're going to have to see it and have an episode that's probably sort of dedicated to it in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird. It's like, going to be weird. So Kenya's mad that she was not invited to Portia's surprise party that Portia did not even plan. And she's taking it out on Portia, although it was Lauren who didn't invite her. And Portia's like, right. Bitch, please, I'm not thinking about you. Like,
right.
And the producers were like, do you feel bad for Kenya? She was like, why would I feel bad for Kenya? And I was like, yes.
I love Portia so much. She has really grown into her own. Like,
oh, amazing.
It's incredible. No, I do not feel bad. I mean, not feel bad. I just feel like I think she would have been fine at that party. I think now, honestly, I think this has fueled something that probably wouldn't have been like there had Lauren. I understand why Lauren felt the way she did, but I don't think Kenya would have caused a scene. Mm-hmm. And I think this ended up causing a fight. I'm assuming that wouldn't have happened had she just been invited.
And it's just so annoying because it's like, Kenya, don't.
And I would not know why.
No, she didn't even know what was happening. Right. You look stupid. Stop it, Kenya.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like this, it's like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
That's what I'm saying. There's like some deep hurt stuff that's there that I think, see it.
Yeah, it's because of her mom, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But like, you need to get some therapy. I mean,
absolutely.
Hello, I hope that she's been doing it. I feel like she hasn't, but that's not my business. Mm-hmm. and then Riley, leaving for college. God. So we're all old as hell because how is she going to college? What? And that little ace, oh my God. I would die for him. And
seriously.
Seriously.
My boyfriend doesn't even watch Housewives, and he was catching the tail end of Atlanta with me, and he was losing his mind over. First of all, he was like, holy shit, she's been on that long, as far as so, like, he even realized from the beginning, obviously, with that flashback. He's like, this is wild. I was like, yes, I was literally talking about it today. It's like, this is makes you feel old because you're like, so I watched this kid grow up on TV.
Literally. And now she's going to college. And little Ace. I wouldn't have been able to leave if he was doing all that. Like, there's no, I'd be like, nope, call the college, tell him I'm not coming, cancel everything.
I want to help her clean because she doesn't like to get the dirty things on her and she doesn't have any gloves.
A little sweetie. Who even thinks that way? Like, how thoughtful.
I was so thoughtful. And I loved Candy when she was just watching him talk. And then when he walked away, she like started like laughing. Oh, no. Like she was melting. You could see it.
Sweeties. Oh, okay. Well, do you have any other thoughts for Atlanta? I'm just going to move over to Dallas, if not.
The only thing I would say for Atlanta is I know the ratings are really down. And I think the one thing that I will say is there is a presence missing. It's not NeNe. Don't attribute this to NeNe.
No.
I do think Sheree is probably needed this season.
Oh, and my God. Give me that.
I really, really, really wish they would stop giving her an insulting friend contract. And just bring her back full time, hold a peach.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think it's also because of like, I feel like they're doing the best that they can with like COVID because there's not as much like group stuff
which is weird because like Dallas and Jersey, I did all group stuff. Like that's what I actually think is both of those are going to be strong seasons in a sense because there was so much filming that happened back to back to back to back that was group stuff.
Yeah.
I also have heard that they did cut a lot of footage for Atlanta because to try and get things moving. And so like, actually I'm curious your thoughts on this, and this is not me shaming Kenya at all, but what's really obvious that they cut a lot of footage is episode one. And when she's talking about her weight gain and everything, you can visually see her face.
Yeah.
How different and just everywhere.
But
episode two, she's like,
it's gone.
She down.
Yeah.
So
like back to how she looked before. I noticed that, and but I was like, well, whatever, you know,
right,
like,
exactly.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think that's a very key indicator of that, them cutting a ton of footage.
I hate that. What did they cut?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
We'll see what they come up with. So, Dallas, this Deandra with her snot sucking shaman.
What?
I like, what the fuck was that?
Like, there's a protector in there. Right?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know what
thing. Suck it.
It was so disgusting. We did not need to see that. It's COVID outside. Like, I don't.
Oh, I didn't even think like when I was watching that, but yes, like, sir,
what are you doing?
It is a pandemic.
You've gone straight to her nostril with your mouth. Like, what is happening?
Oh my God. Wow. That should have been the first thing I thought.
Ew to both of them. I don't care what that was for. Mm-mm. It's nasty. And they need to, if they're going to like keep playing that episode, they need to cut that part out because I find it extremely offensive and disgusting and I'm going to throw up.
Amen.
Ugh.
That was gross.
Yeah. The opposite of that. Tiffany's house is amazing. That closet, that wine cellar.
Can we just say the husband, oh, I can make better wine than that. Okay. Let me just make
just
a whole
casually rip. Does it.
Like I say that shit all the time. Like, oh, I could do this. I could do that. Does it ever follow through?
No. And he's like, yes, here's our wine. Like what?
Like bitch. That's why she's the bad bitch of the week. And probably for the rest of the year,
honestly,
she'll say something and she'll do it. Like, did you
give
sorry,
me
this is
more
off,
of that.
This is on Twitter, but Carrie tried to drag her on Twitter.
Ooh.
And with like, oh, here's this necklace. One of my
ugly
necklaces. It should look good on you or whatever. And it was a snake. And she was like, not my taste, but in honor of my serpent friend or cast member, I'm going to donate the cost of that necklace to the ASPCA, which was $1,400. Literally. Just drop
bravo, it. Tiffany. I mean, I'm telling
so
you.
So petty that, and so good.
Like, you tried it, Carrie. And now
tried
look at
it.
You.
Ugh.
And that necklace is ugly. Ew, stop ugh. It. I love her. The girls are mad. They were fighting on Twitter. They are saying that she's tacky for showing off her closet. Bitch, all of you do that. What are we talking about here?
Right?
Are you mad because hers is better? I'm confused.
Right. I will... On Stephanie's defense, when Tiffany tried to like drag her back saying like, oh, I guess we can be tacky together because she posted the like Bravo tour Stephanie's closet. I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, girl, they all have to do that.
Well, yeah, like, that doesn't count. I would have said something about her like spa bathroom that she's like showing off, you know?
There you go.
Y'all all do it. And it's fine because we want to see it. Let us see the money.
Tiffany's being savage though. I love it. Like,
you too.
Drag
give
them.
Me more. And she's yeah. doing a great job. She's not doing it like Carrie style. Carrie, sit this one out. Like, get on the bench. You're not even you're not part of the game anymore. Get out of here. But her daughter is great, Carrie. She's doing something right over there.
I love her daughter. She goes to school out here. She is fabulous.
What a queen. Keep speaking up, girl. What did she say? She was like, I'd rather be like outspoken yes. and like have everyone hate me than like not say my opinions or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, same. Can everybody get on this level?
I just screen recorded that. I need to put it on my story because it was so good. That's like so mature even.
I know. Say. And how old is she?
18 or 19.
Oh my God. Like I was not like, yeah. Come on.
I was like, Where can I get a Four Loko? Like
exactly,
well,
but like that. No, but really, exactly that. Oh, ooh! Thank God for the come up because those Four
Seriously.
Locos were actual death. Like there were so many guardian angels around me.
probably any of us that have consumed the original Four Locos do not need to worry about the vaccine.
You're probably right. But this shit was like not FDA approved. And I'm like, I don't care. Like
$2 Like, hospitalized. Okay.
Like, I'm gonna black out. Like, this is a good thing. Like, oh my God.
The best is I was like, I'm gonna drink these because then I won't like spend as much at the bar. Narrator, he still spent just as much at the bar. Like,
probably more. Like, with me? Yes! I'm gonna give him a big tip.
Yes. No. Shots. Everyone wants shots.
Oh my God. I can't, like, I'm so happy that time in my life is over. That was so dangerous. Have you ever had chicken feet?
I have not.
Would you try it?
Yeah, why not?
Me too. I feel like, would I describe myself as an adventurous eater? Not necessarily, but like, I will try some stuff. I don't think it's like crazy. Yeah. But
like,
when
I don't eat fruit, but I will try them every time.
Like, yeah.
People like are like, what? You don't eat fruit? I'm like, yeah, I think it's gross. But like, if they ask me to try something, I'll
all fruits,
all just fruit.
Oh man.
I eat all vegetables though. So,
well, you know, that's fine. That's so interesting. I've never heard that. Okay. But we'll eat the chicken feed. Good.
And I'll eat the chicken feed. I'll try that.
Cameron wasn't trying the stuff, but this was like not shocking at all. She wants to eat like a child, whatever. The thing at this dinner that was really irritating to me, I don't like Carrie. I feel like I just don't like her. She irritates me for some reason. Our spirits don't agree, but she was doing this thing that I hate that people do. So Deandra, you know, she was feeling like she had COVID. So she went and got tested. She don't have it anymore. Now she feels fine. Mm-hmm. What is the issue? And when you have Carrie over here being like, oh, she thinks she has COVID. She thinks she's sick. She always does this. She always thinks she's sick. And she would not shut up about it the entire time. And even Deandra was talking to like whoever was sitting next to her. And it's like Carrie's ears perked up. She's like, oh, are you talking about COVID again? Like, bitch, shut up. I'm not talking to you. She acts like those people that like they'll say like a joke. And if like people don't hear it, they're like, let me say it again to make sure. Like, bitch, we all heard you the first time. You don't have to say it again. It's so, like, you don't.
I think it was Stephanie that said it. Hit the nail on the head. With that, them on that trunk show traveling, they clearly have been around each other too much. And they're too comfortable and too irritated with each other, but aren't... We're not going to have that discussion yet, kind of deal.
Right.
Like, you know, they're talking about in their confessionals, but they just need to just let's get it out in the open. And
yeah, because this is annoying.
Like it was just a weird thing to like hang on to.
Yeah. And everyone was like, okay. Like, do we want to talk about something else? Please. Right. Okay. Moving on to Salt Lake.
My queens.
Yes. Now let's talk about Mary really quickly, because what is this? What is her? These makeshift closets of hers are making me so nervous.
So stressed out. And I'm not a clean freak, but
I am. And I like, she it's fine to have a lot of stuff, but like, there's no reason for her to not have it like super organized. Why don't you have one of those fancy closets like everybody else?
She has that huge damn house that, I mean, make your living room into it at least at this point.
Yeah. Obviously, Robert Sr. doesn't care.
No one's going over there anyway. Like,
no.
I feel like no one enters that home. Like, no. It is, they still have the plastic on the furniture. They're like, literally, only Charlinda is welcome and then the crew. I feel like that is like, she's, I love Mary, first of all. Like, she is my...
Me too.
She is one of my favorite housewives ever at this point. And she's only been on for one season, but...
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. Yeah, I just...
It's not like, even, like... She's not someone I would, like, hang out with, necessarily.
Oh, no, never.
But she's not for me. Incredible to watch. Like...
She's incredible. Just... I've never seen anyone like her before. I don't know what to make of her. And then we're not seeing her very much. What the fuck is going on there? Not okay.
I do know the answer to that.
Give me the answer.
So, the original production crew, they got through like a lot of filming and then realized they thought, I don't know that Mary is a good fit. Because like this, I think things are a little like, cause you know, there was like a lot of talk of, you know, the dark stuff, rumors that are out there.
I know.
And so I think they were like, we're going to make her a friend of. And then so filming wrapped, everything. And this is all allegedly what I
legend.
By the way, then filming wrapped or whatever, when the production crew, original production and post, put their stuff together, sent it to Bravo. I think Bravo was not impressed. So then got rid of that production crew, brought in Shed Media to do the post. They bumped Mary back up to full time.
They knew.
She knew she was an icon. They know they have taste. They have taste. Bumped her back up. And so we're seeing a lot of pickup scenes, I think, for her.
Okay.
And I don't think she'll be on the cast trip to Vegas.
Oh my God. But not okay.
We'll see her at the finale with everybody.
That is so irritating. But okay.
He is phenomenal TV. Whoever decided to like bump her down and say it's too much, you don't work in reality TV, I don't think.
And you're a horrible bitch as well, because you're just stupid.
Like what? Like I want her, the best episodes are Mary-centric ones. Like
I 100% agree with you, 100%. Now let's talk about this whole, who's scared of Jen, who's not scared of Jen. This is so silly. Do you think that Lisa and Meredith told Mary that they are scared of Jen? Like, because somebody's lying. So who is it?
So I feel like, I don't feel like they said the words, I'm scared of Jen. I feel like they said something to Mary. Mary interpreted or just wanted to say that.
That's what she thinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was all a bad game of telephone.
I completely agree. I feel like they probably said something similar to like what Heather has said, or, you know, that it's like, if you say something to Jen and then she's going to blow up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And something like that. So we just don't do it. And Mary's like, oh, you scary bitches. Like, right. She's like, they're scared. They said they're scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We're on the same page there. Cause Jen is not scary.
No.
Just loud.
If anything, like, okay. I do love Jen Shah. I just wish, like, I think she literally would be iconic on her own without, I think she turns it up. I don't think she's fake by any means. Like, I don't think it's all fake. I think she turns it up. And I feel like if she would just go be her normal self, she would be iconic and deliver over the top Jen.
Yeah.
In an authentic way.
Yeah. Cause I feel like people definitely have clocked that. It's like, you're doing too much. It's like you studied and I feel like you didn't need to do that.
Right.
Like you're good. It's in there.
I would have to say the most triggering for me was when they're in the office, she's arriving with a tiara and like a
hula hoop
and skates. Like,
come on.
What?
We didn't.
That's the most.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the scene because they had a fun banter.
Yeah.
Like, it was just lose one of the accessories.
Right. Please. And the hula hoop too, please. Yeah. Now, are you getting in one of those tubs at that spa?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I was so down for that.
It looked beautiful. Not the tub itself. You know that?
Right.
It wasn't a waterfall, whatever it was, with the rocks, with the water. And I was oh my God, so pretty. But like, I would get in there too.
Absolutely.
I would like think about it for a second, like, cause I can't see the bottom of it. So like, but whatever. Yes. Why not?
I feel I
have an adventure.
Why not? YOLO.
Jen didn't feel the same, obviously, but Whitney had to know. It's like, well, what are you doing here? Cause you know, your friend and you know, she's not going to be into this. So now she's like, she's got her second guards up already. And okay, Whitney, I feel like, okay, it obviously was not a good time for her to share this news with Jen. Everyone knows this at the party because she was so excited. She never gets to see her husband and you're going to bring her this news. And we all saw how that went down. And it's like, okay, I can maybe go with you on the fact that you weren't trying to upset, like you had good intentions, but when you turn around and then you told Meredith that Jen was like talking shit about her marriage, that was messy. Come on, why did you do that there,
ma'am? You were blacked out, let's be
honest.
Have
never you girl, if you have to have that many drinks, to get yourself like lubed up for this conversation.
I have to say I lived for every minute of it though.
I enjoyed it.
I love
but I was
it.
Like, you can't like later be like, no, I didn't mean like what? Yes, you did
it,
the
girl.
Second one. Yes. This is Housewives.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I think Jen, she is also very good at deflecting.
Like, oh my God. Her,
that conversation was infuriating because it's like, my husband isn't here because he's not at it. I'm like,
you. You, because of you. You can't put this on Whitney. You sound so silly right now. Do you hear yourself? I know you don't.
And like, I understand. I feel like what she should be saying is like, you should not have done this because like this was my night, but in reality, my actions are what caused my husband to be pissed.
Like, yeah. But she just can't even get to that there.
That's
does
where
she,
Heather was like killing the like mediation.
She's so good. I can't even imagine, because if Jen was doing all that like hollering and stuff at me, and like I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm sorry. I'd be like, no, I fuck you. Like, no, I'm leaving. I'm going home.
Mm-mm. One of my friends caught this last night when we were watching. I didn't notice it at first. You'll have to rewatch when Jen's like, I will drown you, bitch.
Yes.
Right after, they do pan back to Heather, and Heather's in the tub laughing. So you I'm gonna post it soon.
Oh, please.
I was cracking up because she is, you could tell like Heather's
it's
like ready
so
to lose
crazy.
It.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. So funny. It's so extra.
Jen, I'm telling you, does she like, do you think that is her actual like reactions to stuff? Like that part of her is real? Like, does she need anger management, or is this like part of the, okay, I'm on Housewives, let me just like, you know, make a scene like extra.
So I think she's extra naturally.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think she dials up her extra. Mm-hmm. Fun little story. I was, my friend was like, tried to FaceTime me one time and I didn't answer. It was super late. And he DM'd me and was like, hey, I'm with somebody. And he lives in Salt Lake City. And he was like, I'm with somebody that's with the Housewives or something. And I was like, oh, okay. FaceTime.
Yes.
And then guess who it was? It was Jen Shaw.
Stop.
So I FaceTimed with, this was like way before like even a trailer dropped. Mm-hmm. But when I was talking with her, like she's very extra, like when I was talking to her.
Yeah.
So I think she is extra in person.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she dials it up a little. And I think someone needs to tell her in her camp, like, you're great. Just but, go back to your normal. Like,
yeah.
Don't turn it
don't
all the way.
Don't do all of that because it's too much. Because you did that, splashed in the cameraman and all of her other antics. It's like,
that's
okay.
What happens when you fill me in the bathtub.
Like, what? Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Karen didn't do that in the bathtub.
No,
Tamara
she
didn't.
Didn't
do that in the bathtub.
No, they did not. They sat in the bathtub like normal people. But like, are you a child? That's what happens when you fill me in a bathtub. Jesus. Lord help her. Thank God for Coach Shaw. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
And Sharif Jr. could fucking get it.
Oh, yes. He could get it as well.
Mm.
He really could.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. Damp. Yes. Damp.
So damp.
Oh, my goodness. These women are so great. I'm really excited to see them. I wish they were going to like somewhere else, but like Vegas, fine, I'll take it. See what
season.
They get up
it.
To there. I'm excited. I'm still like so happy that we have them. I can't believe it. Has any show had like this good of a first season? Because like I can't think of any. That's
Married
not to say
medicine.
It didn't happen. Oof. See?
Married to Medicine and Blood, Sweat, and Heels. I would say had
God, that was a good show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you've
oh,
so many people
man.
Seen it. Justice for Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
Mm. Is that all?
I actually bought it on Amazon. Because
I would buy it. I think I will buy it and probably watch it after this. I'm so happy. Oh my God, I forgot about them.
I don't remember the second season very well, but I know the first season was so good.
I don't even like remember. I just can see the girls.
And what's her name?
Melissa, so was there a Deanne? Yeah. He was, Daisy, all rest in peace.
R.I.P.
See, other was Deandra or something yes, like that.
That's who I'm trying to think of. That's
me too. It's like it's not that, but it's like something close to it. Oh my god!
Yeah.
He did. What a show! Mm-hmm. Bravo used to have some shows,
yes,
and I loved them all. And then they like wouldn't come back, and I'd be like, "Hello, what happened?" I was watching it,
toned up. Those two,
oh my god,
those little basic girls. I loved them so much. They were so funny. Like
my mom loved
funny.
That one.
It's so good. Secrets and Wives. Long Island. It's basically Long Island Housewives. Like Princesses Long Island. Like, come on, give us these throwbacks.
Please, like, what the fuck are y'all actually doing now?
I literally, when we were in the beginning of the pandemic and they were all panicking about programming, mm-hmm. I was like, to me, I don't understand why, like, even they could give, like, Bravo, like, the current shows even a little break because, and be safe.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could have, like, played Princesses Long Island as if it was a normal, like, a new show.
Hell so yeah. People would be tuned. It. Oh, yeah. They were
Blood,
not
sweat,
watching those little one-off shows.
Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
I would
Secrets
be tuned
and
in.
Miami, DC, like treat it as if no one had seen it before and air it like that. And that would save some programming time.
Honestly, they need to listen to you. We need to send, I'll send a DM. I'm going to do it. I'm sure they'll respond. And I'll be like, y'all know Faces by Bravo. He's got this great idea. What do you think? Okay.
VP of programming.
Yes.
This is what you got to do. I know you didn't ask for it.
We figured it out.
You're welcome.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Steve, thank you so much for coming. This
Thanks
was so much
me.
Fun.
I had a blast. I loved it. I know I can get very off topic and rant and trail off, but
we love that.
I love you. And I'm so happy to do this. I was so excited when we got to finally plan it.
I know. Oh my goodness. Well, tell everyone where they can find you, please.
Faces by Bravo on Instagram. Tonight, well, by the time this is out, it'll already be over. But tonight we are doing Real Housewives trivia on Instagram Live.
I know. I saw. I can't wait.
I'm actually hopefully planning to make this a regular thing in a different way, which stay tuned.
Yes.
I'm really excited about it.
That'd be amazing.
And then, right now, still on a little hiatus with, but now we said it, one of our castmates was unable to get back into the US from Canada.
Oh no.
So yeah. So we're like still like figuring out how we're gonna like modify that until he can get back.
Mm-hmm.
But now we set it on YouTube and yeah, Faces by Bravo. Thanks.
Y'all
for
are
me.
Probably already following him, but if you haven't, like you have to, I'm telling you, come
and
on.
Of course, every now and again, you'll see a TikTok of with my reenactment.
Oh my God, y'all. I'm telling like the one with the Atlanta girls, the rain on me.
Yes, that too.
Oh, no, that
oh
was
my
not
God.
A reenactment, but that was the dancing video that I fucking love.
Rain on me. It's so funny how Rain on Me can just literally go with a lot of housewives dancing. It's amazing. The Atlanta one is
fucking
so good.
Bop. But yes, those reenactment videos I die for. You and then just randomly you pop like I'm going through the stories and I'm like, oh, okay. Let me actually like really pay attention. You know, sometimes you go through and it's like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute now. Let me go back because he's doing it again.
I loved doing the Four Homes one. That one was so fun. This is how like I feel like I know Monique's mannerisms so well now.
Uh-huh.
Like when I do hers, I'm just like, I see Monique.
You can
whatever.
See her doing it. Yeah.
It's so
oh
funny.
My God.
I
yes.
Love it.
Y'all check him out. He's amazing. I love him. You love him. You know where you can find me at Lean Lee Bravo on Instagram and Twitter, patreon.com/bitchesbetter. Recapping Married to Medicine. Steve's going to come on there at some point because you have to. So yeah, I'll be back to talk to y'all again next week. I love you. Bye.